Warning, the following content may be disturbing for some people. Listener discretion is advised.
No.
What?
No.
What?
Just wait.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience.
With me, Big Fuzz.
But I get what
now you may speak.
On Mile High Sports Radio.
People have to know what show they're listening to.
I'm not so sure they have to know.
I feel like they
sometimes
should.
I feel like it's better off that they're not always sure what they know. When did you know and when did you know it that this was the Darren Copeland Experience?
When they heard it at the top of the show.
I didn't say it wasn't going to be crazy. Like, this is the thing that people are like, oh, like, people are saying, oh my God, I can't believe that people are doing... Did you hear this? I got some critiques.
Oh, good. Good. No, I have not heard it. What did they say?
Well, I don't know, man. They're just people. I just heard this, you know, third hand. Someone said, what are they letting them do on radio now? And someone said, oh, that's so nice that the government's is letting them do that.
People didn't actually say this.
I felt like they did. I felt like they did.
Why?
Because, you know, all my promos are weird.
Well, yes, the show is weird. I mean, it would be false advertising if we gave them a promo of, and tomorrow, Darren Copeland's going to speak exclusively on the 10 draft picks the Broncos will be bringing in and what holes they need to fill. When what they're going to get is that.
Oh, sorry.
That's what they're going to get.
That's terrible, man. Yeah. I'm sorry. I mean, come on. The 10 draft picks at the Broncos. Who knows what they're going to bring? Mike Shanahan never brought in. He was notorious for signing guys who he never brought in.
Or you bring him in and never, like, cut them like
no,
right
I remember plenty of guys were like, I never knew the Broncos were interested in me.
Well, you can't sign him if they don't know you're there.
Sure you can.
No, they actually have to sign.
Well, no, I mean after the draft. Like, once you, like, in the draft.
Right, the undrafted.
So guys
agents.
Got drafted. Mm-hmm. And they would be interviewed by whomever. And they're like, wow, the Broncos, they never even brought me in. I never had any idea that they were interested in me. And now here I am, their first-round draft pick.
Well, worked out okay for Mike. Won a couple Super Bowls, almost went
to. Do you remember that first-round pick? His number 80, his name, last name was Nash?
You know, wide receiver out of Tennessee. No, I remember him.
You're the one.
You know,
you're the one that remembers
he
him.
He had all the tools, just no head. You know what I mean? Like, he could run. He could catch.
He
just didn't run routes well.
He had all the tools. He just didn't have the transportation.
No, there was something wrong. I mean, I never blamed that coaching staff for drafting Nash. I thought when they drafted him, like, he's a tall, pretty fast wide receiver. He's a guy that this team could use. And, he just never panned out.
I'm already this bored with the NFL now. I am. I'm sorry.
Are you kidding? There's all kinds of Tony Romo stuff.
Well, listen. If you had been listening to me, what did I say?
The same thing I said, which is Denver's not going to get him.
No, they're not going to. They're not going to try. They don't want him.
I think if Jerry Jones had actually released Tony Romo when he said he was going to release him, I think the Broncos would have at least kicked the tires.
I am still convinced that the Broncos were trying to screw with the Houston Texans for what they did with Brock Osweiler last year. And I believe that they're trying to do that. And they actually kind of made Houston sort of throw a hand, because Brock Osweiler is now in Cleveland. They have someone, Tom Savage, I believe is the name.
Savage. Mm-hmm. Yeah, good luck with that, Coach O'Reilly.
Well, you know, and the thing is if he was in the NCAA, they'd make him change his last name.
Why?
Because it's racist.
Savage?
Yeah.
I don't. What?
Savage is a racist nickname.
Oh my God.
Okay.
His last name is Savage.
I know.
That's different from being called the Savages. Two different things.
Yeah, because there's only one of them. You know, I'm sorry. You know what? I would like to apologize. You know, I will say right now, I would like to apologize to you, apologize to everyone out there, because this is, I mean, sometimes it's stream of consciousness, and I go and I understand, like, okay, I get, okay, I was trying to be jokey. I wasn't trying to be political.
See, but that's a problem.
It is a problem. And listen, I'm getting help.
I'm getting help.
Like
radio psychology.
We're
help.
Screwed.
No. I didn't say radio psychology, but I'm getting help for this.
Okay. I think there is some question right now as to, I'll just say it. Is it legitimate right now to question whether John Elway knows what the hell he's doing right now?
No, I think he totally knows what he's doing.
I don't think so. If as he claims, he was going, he was focusing on more important holes to fill, such as the tackle position.
Yep.
And not focusing on Romo.
Yep.
That's great.
Yep.
And I totally buy it. Except he did not fill that hole, and we still have no left tackle.
Okay, so I hate to always go back to the Simpsons for references, but do you remember there was a Simpsons when Mr. Burns, who, for people who have no idea what the Simpsons is the old crustacean, you know, old guy who owns the town. And
can we stop for just a second? If you don't know who the Simpsons are, go away. We don't want to have anything to do with you. You are a terrible person.
That's the price of success.
Well, okay. So
you
anyway,
have to know who
okay,
the Simpsons
so anyway,
are.
Mr. I am just okay. I want to be inclusive. So anyway, Mr. Burns. He goes to the doctor.
Yeah.
And then they say, they look at him, and it looks like all of the diseases have sort of stuck in the doorway of going in your body, and they're just all keeping each other out of. And he's like, I'm invincible. He's like, no, I don't think how precarious you understand your situation is. He's like, I can't be stopped. It's the same thing with free agents here. Everyone's waiting for Tony Romo to drop, and everyone's waiting for Adrian Peterson to drop. And then once those things kind of happen, then people will know. Now what you're going to see is, I'll bet you something. I don't know, something.
What are we going to see? Because all the good free agents are gone.
Not nearly as many as you think. Colin Kaepernick going to Houston.
That's fine.
He's going to go to Houston. He'll start there.
Well, he won't start.
He'll start.
And honestly, I don't know that he'll go to Houston, because Coach O'Reilly, that bastion of New England crap, is not going to want a guy like Colin Kaepernick, because O'Reilly wants a pocket quarterback. And Colin Kaepernick does things. He's a playmaker. New England coaches do not want playmakers. They want people. They want automatons. They want robots to do exactly what they tell them to do. Colin Kaepernick is not that guy. That's why O'Reilly had such a hard time with the guy they just let go. Our former guy.
I go home at night stinking of bitterness because of your New England Patriots thing, dude. Seriously.
Oh, it's not bitter. It's flat out hatred.
Oh, I know. And it just reeks. And my clothes reek when we go home. My wife is like, what? What happened to you? I'm like, Chris was bitter.
It's not bitter.
I have to go out and burn the clothes
it
in the backyard.
Straight up hatred and anger of those guys.
But
they're all terrible people.
They don't have another quarterback option.
Hey, we don't have another quarterback option. And
we
Elway
have a
says,
no, listen, we have a.
Elway says he's fine with Simeon, who I guarantee you is not any better than Tom Savage.
Do you know why I've been more accurate on what the Broncos have been doing this offseason more than any other person at any radio station in Denver?
That seems like a very big statement.
No.
Yeah.
No.
You're not the only one in town that has been saying the Broncos don't want Tony Romo.
This goes way back before Tony Romo. Okay? Ever since John Elway has been here.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Do you know how I know I've got a better record than most about what he's going to do? And do you know why? Because he says what he's going to do. He says what he's going to do.
Yeah, I know. And
he says my quarterbacks are fine.
Yeah, well, he's not always right. He's not always right.
In the last five years, we have been to two Super Bowls and won one.
Yeah.
Should have been to four.
Well, he's not always right. And if he honestly believes that Trevor Siemian can take this Bronco team to a Super Bowl, then I think there is we should have serious doubts about
that
if he knows what he's
doing.
That is
not what John Elway said. What John Elway said was,
he's fine.
I believe that our quarterbacks are fine. That does not say Siemian, and that does not say anybody. It just says we have some pretty good dang quarterbacks. Paxton Lynch and Trevor Siemian. Listen, they ain't chop liver.
Yeah, they are. They're terrible.
Not chop liver.
Terrible.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.